This week on Boxed In, I'm joined by one of the funniest men I have ever met. That's a and period, full stop after that. I wrote it.
Now, seriously, I can't follow that.
He's a fantastic comedian, writer, actor, and radio personality. He's played some of the most iconic characters on our screens. Who could forget Kel Knight from Kath and Kim? Mm. And he is now back with Russell Coit in All Aussie Adventures, Saturday, 7:30 on 10. This is the most anticipated series of the, I was going to say decade, I'm going to say century.
Don't. God, I'm set up for a fall now.
No, you are not, Glennie. The fact that Russell is coming back on this, the excitement, you know, we've been in the industry a while. You feel the excitement in people when they,
oh, really?
A much loved character.
I'm not on your social media
yet. I know
yet,
you're not. Why aren't you on Insta?
Because, I don't know, because you read random things that you think, oh, wow, people really think that. People say nice things, but also, you know, and plus something else I have to attend to.
Yeah, it's another mouth to feed.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
I do my emails and then, what's his name, that Ed Sheeran doesn't have a phone.
I know, he's abandoned everything.
Yeah, and he looked really happy.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Glenn Robbins and I'm Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Glennie, I'd like to ask you a question. I've never asked you.
Okay.
And this is great because this is really my Michael Parkinson
size
moment.
Size 9. Shoe size.
I want
Y front.
To know.
Is it underpants, is it? No.
When?
Oh, you're talking about whether I'm.
No.
I come from a generation where we're all anyway.
I want to know when you realised you were funny. How did you become funny? Were you a funny kid at school? Were you funny? Did your family find you funny?
Well, I remember mum having book group. You remember at home?
Yes, yeah. It's great.
And they had some slides for some reason. No, it was art group. That's right. Mm. And they had a person speaking at home, and I was in charge of the slide projector.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be funny to put one of the slides in upside down. And I did, and it was of a naked woman, and it got a laugh, and I was hooked with nudity and doing things a bit naughty ever since. I think that's the first time I knew I was pretty funny with the tough guy at school too, because it got me out of a couple of problems.
Did it?
But I think I came from a funny family, funny brothers, funny mum and dad, funny, and just...
It's in your humour's in your genes.
It's in my genes.
Were you popular at school?
Yeah, I was – you know, when I was at school, I've never told anybody this. So you're good.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. They came around. They were doing a survey and they wanted the most average student to take him away and do some psychological tests on him.
Yeah.
And I was picked as your most average student. So not top grade, not, you know.
Yeah, not the bottom of the heap.
Right in the middle. Not, I mean, popular but not overly popular. Good at sport but not
just okay.
Yeah, just very, very,
very average.
And I went away and did some tests and they said, yeah, he's pretty normal. But years later, I thought, hang on, maybe there was something wrong with me. Maybe I was just being sent away for some therapy.
Maybe. Because you're right. I remember when I was at school, you'd have the special class. They weren't telling you that you were in a class because you needed help.
Yeah, no, you didn't know. You just knew you were going a lot of excursions and going to the zoo a lot and doing colouring in. How good was that group? Yeah.
And then, okay, fast forward, when... What was the next? Did you enter tertiary education when you left school and you saw the course counsellor? What did you say?
That's a good question. I remember being in year 12 and watching the school production of Pirates of Penzance and watching all these people up on stage really having a really good time.
In tights?
And at the end, all the girls, they all kissed. And I thought, oh, wow, I get to kiss girls and stuff. And I remember thinking, that's what I really want to do, but I haven't got the guts to say it.
And then
I left school and worked in an insurance company. Well, that was pretty exciting, as you can imagine. But I worked out,
doing?
I went, if I stay here for 12 years, I'll move from this desk here to that desk over there in the corner that has a view.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't want to do that. I'm going to answer my calling. I want to act. So I auditioned for a drama college at Melbourne State College, Melbourne University, and ended up becoming a drama teacher and learning acting. So I had the fallback onto teaching, and I had the acting thing.
That is excellent. You're listening to Boxed In with Glenn Robbins. When I got introduced to you was Comedy Company. What was a step to that? I was doing
the stand-up comedy, and they just had this audition at The Last Laugh in Melbourne. And I went along and did a couple of characters, and we did a pilot, and it was not very good. And I said to Kim Gingell, he goes, it got up. And I said, it was awful. And he goes, I agree, it was awful. How did that get up? And it was, the rest is history.
Huge. Yeah. How do you may not want to answer this question. You know you're good when you create, I'd argue, the most iconic characters that have come out of this country. So we are talking Uncle Arthur, we are talking Russell Coit, obviously, Kel Knight. Mm. But how much fun is it being the creator of those characters and trying to do some grocery shopping at the supermarket?
Well, the fun part about being those it is that that's that thing that Spike Milligan once said, is you create these characters and you make them do whatever you want them to do. You can make, you can put them anywhere, make them do anything, and it's really exciting to just have that journey. When I'm down the shops,
do the Uncle Arthur. Come on, oh, do Russell Coit. Do your Kel.
Yeah, that can be a little bit annoying. People walk up to me with a phone going, can you speak to
can you speak to
my brother-in-law? He's a big fan of I don't like it much, but he likes it. What is it that you do again? Yeah, what's that show you do? Yeah, it's not that funny, but my girlfriend loves it. My mum loves it. Can you be do the funny walk? It's not that funny, is it, really?
Have you ever had this moment where they go, do your character, and then you do it? No, not that one. Yeah, no. Oh, you're the wrong guy. Yeah. Do the con the fruiter a bit when you're the fruiterer.
They think I'm often, you're old enough to remember that.
Yeah.
They think I'm Colin Carpenter.
Of course. Kim Gingell. Of course. Mm, they would be, that crossover. Yeah. The lesson is stop being so funny.
I guess.
Now, Glennie, thank you so much for joining me. Up next, though, this is quite a coup for Boxed In. This is the first time Russell Coit is going to be interviewed.
Oh, I saw him out in the car park.
Oh, no, wait, you should see the hard-hitting questions I've got for him.
Yeah, give him trouble.
Because I think
he's a bit pleased with himself.
He'll try to throw me. Okay, up next, don't miss Russell Coit.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Well, I have to say, I never thought this would happen. He's a very hard man to pin down. I don't know where he's been for the last few years, but welcome to Boxed In, Russell Coit.
Fifi Box, great to see you again. And can I just apologise off the bat, because I know the last time we got together, we went on that camping trip up near Kununurra, and I set you up in your swag next to the river.
Yeah.
And I thought the handbrake was on, and when my car backed over, it was your leg or your hip that I ran over?
It was my hip.
Your hip. And is that what we call your clicky hip?
Yeah, now? It's very clicky, unfortunately.
And look, can I just say, don't let a clicky hip come in between us, and I hope you can forgive me for that incident.
I've put it behind me, and I'm prepared to start a new clean slate, fresh page, all good between us.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
You know what, since that happened, I mean, where have you been? What have you been doing? I mean, you haven't been on the television since 2004.
Well, I've been busy with my wildlife park because the RSPCA has lifted its ban now, so I can actually have animals in my wildlife park. And that's exciting. And, I've been pitching a few TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
What have I pitched? I pitched Outback Ninja.
A play on Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, play on Ninja Warrior. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I said. They've got a picture tent, steer a cow, and then they've got to artificially inseminate a cow. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that didn't get up.
No. Neither did the Voice Kununurra.
The
Voice Kununurra. Yeah, it didn't get up. Yeah, well, it was. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because rather we didn't have the spinning chairs. We had the judges on rodeo horses, electronic ones.
Yeah.
And if they liked the singer, they would buck around.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except Delta Goodrum got bucked off and landed on Keith Irwin, and rest is history. You know.
Irwin. Yeah. That's what a shame.
Yeah.
Two wonderful.
So I've been busy with the wildlife park, and I've been busy, with the new shows. But we're finally coming back to do all those adventures. Yeah.
Stick around. More with Russell Coit after this.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Russell Coit's All Aussie Adventure is back Sundays 7:30 on 10, and he's my special guest this week. Now, what can people expect from the new series? Because I did read recently that you've had a new animal species named after you.
Oh, look, I have, yes. I've scientists didn't know it had existed. Mm. It's a little pygmy possum. They didn't know it existed until I backed over it. And I back over a lot of things. Yeah. And
did it survive?
Yeah. Well, no, it didn't. They've named it Coitus extinctus, the little pygmy possum, and it's in the museum at Darwin, in the museum in Darwin, and it's stuffed. But well, it was stuffed when I backed over it. But so I'm very proud to have that animal named after me. Yeah,
That's wonderful. Yeah. It's quite a coup.
Yeah.
Now I've also heard on the new series that you'll be putting some exciting new products out. Like, is this true? Have you released a new fragrance?
There's a couple. There's new fragrance and there's new G-string that I'm putting out. I'll tell you about both.
Please do.
The new G-string is very exciting. Mm-hmm. It's made in Germany. It comes in three sizes: mm-hmm. Ein, Klein, and Schlong. And it's a high quality leather that doubles as a fan belt if your car does break its fan belt. So that's the G-string that's coming out. So look out for those. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing out a fragrance called Coit with a K.
Coit.
Coit with a K. It's sort of the upper notes are sort of eucalyptus and wattle, and the bass notes are sort of a kerosene and diesel sort of smell. Very masculine. Mm. And I'm also bringing out a fragrance for the ladies.
Really?
Yeah, it's a beautiful fragrance combined with insect repellent. It's called Coitus Interruptus, and it stings a bit when you put it on. But it's available on all good petrol stations.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In with Russell Coit. Russell, we are on good terms, and we've made up since that camping incident in Kununurra. But I know you don't like to talk about your private life, and I don't want to make you uncomfortable. And I'm sorry if I'm going there, but I will go there. Mm. I have to ask: is there any romance in Russell Coit's life?
I knew you were going to ask me this.
Sorry.
Look, there is a lady, a special lady. Mm-hmm. I was doing the Real Housewives of Alice Springs. Great show, by the way. Great show.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, lovely lady.
Missed that one.
Yeah, it's on some of the minor stations up around that part of the world. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was doing a rodeo segment with one of the girls, and she was up on the horse there, and I was helping her out, showing her how to do it, and something just went click, and it was her back. And and as I said to her, as I put her into the ambulance, and she had the back brace on, I said, don't let, you know, a broken back come in between us, and it hasn't, and hopefully we'll be catching up again soon.
That's wonderful. She's no longer in traction.
She's
out of hospital.
Okay, she's still in hospital. But there is another lady too that in the meantime that I've been talking to. She's a Russian lady.
Really?
She popped up on my screen the other day, so I put in my credit card number, and look, we've had a few problems with the visas getting through, but I just, Svetlana, if you are listening, I just want to say, I'll just say this in Russian, it's Otpravia Undinka, which is Russian for I'm sending more money soon. So that is a romance made in heaven, that one.
Russell, I'm glad to hear that you, of all men that I know, you deserve that love. So
yeah,
I hope that happens.
Look, and I always save a special part in my heart for your good self. And
well, if it wasn't for Clicky here.
Yeah, and I noticed you were limping, so obviously there is some history there.
There is, and I can't really get beyond it.
But you can't get beyond it. But always, if anything comes up in the future and you want to go on a bit of a trip, I was a coit before, and I'll be a coit always to you.
Russell Coit. Thank you so much for being boxed in with me on this Sunday afternoon.
What a pleasure it was.
And you can see Russell Coit in All Aussie Adventures Sundays, 7:30 on 10. Cannot wait. In actual fact, this evening at 7:30, don't miss. You better go off and do something because you're on telly very soon.
Okay, I'll find a snake or something and put it in a box. Fifi box.
Yeah, thank you, Russell.